tonight, you're going to be home. Most of you are on your way home, and this conference is going to begin to be a little bit more and more distant. But the fire of God, the true love of God, that Holy Spirit is going to be with you, is with you. Baptism, confirmation, it's this encounter with God. That's what the church wants for you always, is you to have this encounter with God. And I think Joel just nailed it when he said that we're all going to go back to a desert in some form and fashion. And how do you remain hydrated, if you will? How do you remain filled, overflowing with this abundant life? And the way that you do it is the Holy Spirit, who is not a feeling, but is a person. One God, three persons. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We've talked a lot about the Son, the saving work of Jesus Christ. We talk about the Father and that salvation story. But we're very often confused about the person of the Holy Spirit. He's a person. The Father eternally loves the Son. That love is a person, the Holy Spirit. The Son eternally loves the Father. That love is the Holy Spirit. And Jesus, when he ascended into heaven, he wanted to give you his love. And so it's not an emotion. He gave you his very spirit. It falls upon us. It fills us. And we can have our thirst quenched with that living water. So what I want you to do as we sing that chorus again is I want you to close your eyes and I want you to imagine, if you can, not a little floaty dove, but a person. And being embraced by that person. Think of the person you love most in your life and that hug, that touch, and how beautiful that is. And I want you to imagine God swallowing you almost in his love, like just filling you completely with his love. And I want you to be free about this. So when we sing this, just open yourself as wide as you can to the person of the Holy Spirit. We're going to do a little praying here. We're not going anywhere for a few minutes. So I want you to soak in this moment. Let's sing that again.
There's nothing worth more. There's nothing worth more that can ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
So here's what we're going to do, and it's a very simple thing. Since we're asking the person of the Holy Spirit to fill us, it's an interesting thing because God made us body and soul. We're infatuated with the extremes. We're infatuated with a body without a soul. Zombies. We're infatuated with a soul without a body. Ghosts. But you're a peculiar creature. And so your body animates the spirit, your soul. And in order for us to truly allow God to do this great thing, we're asking him to come in and dwell us. It's not possession where you have no free will. It's like a dance. It's like walking hand in hand with your best friend. It's literally God giving the entirety of himself to you in a way that your body can handle. So we're gonna ask God to light a fire in us. And as we go into this little chorus, what I want you to do is just utter this phrase. And Joel just invited us to do this. Let's just say this. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. We're going to pray this out. You're giving permission to the Spirit of God to walk with you, to dance with you, to hold you, to fill you, to embrace you. You're not going to be forced into this. It's an invitation. You're inviting God to empower you because you're going to go back to a very difficult place. That's what we need here. We need the Spirit of God to help us. In a second, we're going to do a little prayer activity together. It's going to be kind of cool. But just right now, I want you to raise your hands because your body and soul, I want you to show by your posture, show by your actions that you're open. I don't care how you do it. God, let him know you're ready. Fill you up and cry out to him. Use that tongue that God gave you to speak to your God. Use that body to lift your hands and invite him, that posture. Wide open, Lord, whatever you want, God. And so let's just say it out loud as a prayer. Come, Holy Spirit. We invite you here, Holy Spirit. You can do what you want in us, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. We praise you, Lord. We need you. Indwell in our hearts. Quench our thirst. Come, sweet Spirit. We invite you here. Whatever you want, wherever you want, whenever you want, you can have us. Love on us. Fall upon us. Give us a passion for you, God. Come, Holy Spirit. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Sing it out. Pray it out. Speak it out. Be specific. Come, Holy Spirit. Help my mom. She needs you right now. Come, Holy Spirit. Help that wound in my life, that depression. Come, Holy Spirit. Give me courage today. Come, Holy Spirit. Empower me to speak to my friends about God's love. Come, Holy Spirit. Give me courage when my teachers speak against you. Come, Holy Spirit. Help me to be a light even when I'm not speaking. Come, Holy Spirit. I choose you now, not tomorrow, right now. Come on, say it out loud. Pray it out loud. Sing it out loud. Come on.
So set a fire. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. Cry it out to the Lord. Everything you got, set a fire. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul. I want more. I want more of you, God.
This is the awesome thing is that you can't tap out when it comes to God's love and his gift. You'll never reach a plateau and that's it. So I'm gonna pray for you now. I'm gonna ask that the Holy Spirit fall on you in the way that you need so that when you go home, you're that fire, you're that light, you're that love. I don't know what gift you're going to need, but the Holy Spirit gives gifts to us here, gives gifts to us individually so that we can be a light and a witness as we evangelize. And the Holy Spirit gives each of us gifts so that we can work within the church. And so what I want you to do is to, as we sing that chorus in a second, is to say, Holy Spirit, what gift do you want to give me? And some of you, it might be this overwhelming joy. You might feel an urge to laugh. Some of you might be saying some things. It's a little weird. You've never said anything like that before. It surprises you. Maybe you look at somebody and the Holy Spirit gives you a word for that person and says, you know what? Boom, here it is. This is the message that you need. I feel strong to share that with you. The Holy Spirit is not limited by time and space. Be filled with joy. You are being set up for success. So all I'm going to do is say, Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters await that special gift that you want to give them to go and be a light, and that special gift that you want to give them to be a gift to the church, the body of Christ. And if you're open, I believe right now many of you are going to have this understanding, a deeper understanding of the Spirit in your life and the gifts that He's given you. And if you don't have a clear word on it, that's okay. He's still with you because the Holy Spirit is not an emotion and not a feeling, but He's a person. So just open yourself up to that gift. And as we begin to sing that one more time, each of the members will come up, and based on what they feel that the Holy Spirit is speaking to them, they're going to invite you to pray about something specifically. It's going to be a beautiful morning. Are you ready? What gift would the Lord like to give to you? I don't know, but it's a beautiful thing because the Holy Spirit's gifts are life-giving. Let's do this. You ready?
Set a
Come on, lift your hands
down
up.
In my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God.
I think that one of the things that can be so daunting about these moments is fear. A fear of what lies beyond the doors or what's at home or what we need to change or how we make this happen. But love casts out fear. First letter of St. John, it says, perfect love casts out fear. We know that that perfect love is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit casts out fear. The Holy Spirit is over our fears. And so right now, I just want to pray and ask for the gift of courage, that the love of the Holy Spirit would cast out your fear. And in fact, as we're praying through that, and in this time, if you're really into the worship and you want to pray and sing along with that, and that's your prayer, that's amazing. If you want to sing your own song, that's great. If you want to just laugh, laugh. If you want to offer your own prayer, offer your own prayer. As we pray for courage, I want to challenge you that if you're afraid of something right now, if a word is popping into your head, like this is your fear, like the Holy Spirit's convicting you, like this is the thing you're afraid of. Sometimes we shove that away and we're like, I want to ignore it. I don't want to know that. I don't want to acknowledge that fear. I challenge you to speak it. Because when we say something out loud, we claim it, and the Holy Spirit is going to take power over that and say, I'll cast that fear out. I'll walk with you through that fear. So Holy Spirit, we pray that you'd cast out fear. We pray that you would inspire us with courage, that you'd give us the gift of courage, that whatever is on our heart, that whatever is making us afraid, that whatever seems like it's going to weigh us down, like that thing, we don't want to look at it. It's a person, it's a situation, it's a place, it's an idea, it's a struggle, it's a sin, like whatever that fear is in our heart, Lord, show it to us so that your love would cast it out. You are above our fears. Give us courage, Holy Spirit. Give us courage over where we're afraid, where we're scared, that we would be bold through you. Let your love cast out our fear, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Cast out fear, Holy Spirit. Claim us, Holy Spirit.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more. Set a fire. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God.
If you light a match, it'll be on fire for about 10 seconds. And it'll burn your fingers and you'll drop it and you'll run away. If you have a lighter and you push it up, it'll burn until the fuel is all gone. A candle will run out. We don't want to be those things. We want to be a raging wildfire that takes over the world. And Holy Spirit, fill them with the peace and the understanding and the passion to go out and set the world ablaze. The devil's going to try to trick you into thinking that you're in this alone, that you are isolated, that you are just a match, that you are just a lighter, that you are just one single candle, and we are not alone. I want you to grab the shoulder of the person next to you. And as we sing this next chorus, be united together as we pray for the Holy Spirit to make us the wildfire that will overtake Mid-America, that will overtake this country, that will overtake this world, that needs us and the Holy Spirit to inflame that love within our hearts to set the world on fire.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't control. I want more. I want more of you, God.
I have a lot of bad habits. I bite my fingernails. I provoke my children. And the gift that I need, the one that I'm praying for, that I'm longing for as I get on a plane to go home today, is right judgment. And you see, right judgment implies that there's a wrong judgment. But many times we're told, just go with your gut. You decide. You know better than anyone else what will make you happy. But I want right judgment. And that's a gift of the Holy Spirit, to be able to discern when I'm in a situation when I get home. Do I provoke my children or do I not? And it's simple because they know the answer. Dad, don't provoke us. And I know the answers. But in that moment, in that decision-making point, right at that point, I need the gift of the Holy Spirit to say, Matt, this is my judgment. This is my good and right judgment. This is my desire for your life, because my right judgment doesn't just bring you happiness and the truth. It brings you freedom. Freedom. Because see, the great thing about these gifts and these fruits of the Spirit is they create virtue. And virtue is doing something, get this, virtue is doing something on accident that you've done many times before on purpose. You'll get used to right judgment. But right now, let's just ask for the gift of right judgment, that the Spirit will give that to each of us. And not just here right now, that we'll know right now that he's giving us that gift, but he's going to prepare us for those moments when we're at the point of making a decision that we can make the right judgment based on the Spirit. Spirit, give us this gift. We pray now for an outpouring, for a full portion, overflowing into the situations of our lives, into those moments when we need you the most. We pray for the gift of right judgment.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God.
One of the biggest problems that I think we have in the church today and as Christians today is that we settle for mediocrity. But God didn't create us. He didn't create you to blend in. He didn't create you to be lukewarm. He created you, again, to set this world on fire and to believe that he can use you to do extraordinary things. And so the gift of the Holy Spirit that I want to pray for is the gift of perseverance and the gift of zeal. To believe that you can actually change your home. You can actually change your classroom. You can actually change your church. That we need to stop making the excuses. Jeremiah says, Lord, I'm too young. He says, say not that I'm too young. Whomever I will send you to, you shall go. Whatever words I give to you, you shall speak. That we need to pray to kind of get over ourselves and allow the Holy Spirit to begin and to accomplish the good work he has begun this weekend in us. To persevere in the running of the race. To pray for the gift of zeal, that being a Christian and actually believing in Jesus would become dangerous again. That we would have the courage to say, I'm going to go home and I'm going to change things. I'm going to change the way that I live my life. And that I can actually have the faith, the belief, the zeal, the desire, Lord, to accomplish your will. That we don't become these mediocre, lukewarm people that just blend into society, but that we draw our world and our society to you. Come, Holy Spirit, give us that gift of zeal. Give us the gift of perseverance. Holy Spirit, bring to completion the good work that you have begun in us.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything here, but I feel like I should, so I'm going to follow the Holy Spirit. Right now I feel like some of us in here have a struggle with our purity. And I don't mean some of us, probably all of us, at least to a point. And we need to ask God to purify our hearts. You might ask why. And I'll tell you why. Because when you sacrifice your purity, you sacrifice your ability to have intimacy. And the thing that all of us deep in our hearts want is to be loved, to be close to God, to each other. And when we sacrifice our purity and we give in, we become colder hearted, and it's harder for us to be intimate with others and with God. So I'm going to do something right now. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the guys just to remain silent. And we're going to sing this song, Set a Fire. I want to ask the girls to sing it. And guys, I want you to hear the Holy Spirit in the girls' voices and to ask God to purify your heart. Ladies, let's sing this. Actually, let's start with Holy Spirit. You are welcome here.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome.
Come flood.
Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome.
Set a fire. Just ladies. Just ladies.
So set up.
Sing it out, ladies, everything you got.
I want.
Make it loud. Set a fire.
So set up.
Now, ladies, I'm going to have you be quiet. Gentlemen, let's sing together. Set a fire. Ladies, the same thing. I want you to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and these men's voices. Ask God to purify your heart. Let's sing this together, men. Let's bring the thunder. Set a fire.
So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God.
Don't be afraid, men. Let it out. Set a fire.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more.
Just the guys' voices.
Set a fire.
Let's everybody sing it together, girls and guys. Set a fire. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. Purify our hearts, oh God. Refine us in your fire, oh God. Refine me, Lord. Set a fire. Wash us clean, Lord. Wash us clean, Lord. Yeah, wash us clean. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't. I want more of you, God.
Last thing I want to say with this little moment that we're having together is it's a simple little story, and we're going to do this course one last time, and we're going to sit down, and we'll prepare our hearts then for liturgy. But you got to understand something here is that it's a family affair. This thing is called Christianity, and so we look at our priests, and we call them Father. We see the nuns and we call them sister. We would enter into a church and I would look at you and you would be my brother and sister in the faith. There's an intimacy and a connection that we have with one another that's likened to a body. Like we need each other. And so that person of the Holy Spirit enables us to live in a very loving way in a very unloving time. And the scripture says they're going to know that we're Christians by our love. But the problem is that many of us come from dysfunctional families. So we're going to go, a lot of us, home to a lot of fighting and a lot of brokenness. We're going to go back home to family members that have not been on retreat, parents that are lost, divorced homes. And it affects how we look at God. If your father left your mother to be with somebody else, it's very probable you have a difficulty in seeing God as your father. If your mother's overbearing and manipulative, it's probably very difficult for you to have a relationship with the Blessed Mother. So the Holy Spirit is bigger than our sin, bigger than our struggles, bigger than our circumstances, bigger than our family dysfunction. I remember one day I was finishing up dinner, and we had a tradition in our family that after our meal, we would go into the living room and we'd pray like a little bit of the rosary together as a family, and then that would help transition the kids for bed. And at the end of the meal, my son was messing around with his food. Everybody had finished and the dishes were in the kitchen, and people were making their way out to the living room. And I looked at my little boy, who was probably around 5 years old or something, 4 years old. He was small. And I said, son, you need to finish your food. Everybody's like waiting for you so that we can pray. And I said, look, you have about 5 minutes to finish that meal, okay? I'd like you to finish that. And he just kept playing with his food. And now I'm getting angry because I want my kids to go to bed. As a parent, you have no idea how important that is. And so I looked at my son again, and I kind of gave him that little ultimatum, like, you need to get to bed, and if you don't hurry up and finish that meal, you're not going to have dessert, which is a big deal in our family, clearly, right? I thought that would work, but he's playing with his food, he's messing around, and now I'm mad. Because everybody's waiting, and I'm looking at this kid who is like in his own time zone. He's in his own world, and I just kind of lose it. And I look at him, I said, son, you're done. You're going to your bed. You're not going to join us in prayer. You don't get dessert. And that food's going to be there for you in the morning to eat because you've been messing around. I gave you ample opportunities. Go to your room. And he broke. Oh my gosh. It was devastating. He started to cry. And he went up to his room. And now I feel like I'm the worst father on the entire planet. Like, who says that?
Go to your room and the food will be there for you in the morning.
I'm like, what is the matter with me? Why do I act like that? So I'm stewing and I'm wondering, did I do the right thing? What's going on with me? Why am I so angry? And all of a sudden from the upstairs, I hear that little child voice. Dad. I'm like, you're supposed to be in your room! What is the matter with him? And I'm so flipping angry. It's like, Dad, I'm like, what? Dad, what? Dad, can we start over? Well, I started crying. He's crying. I'm like, yes, I want to start over too. I need to start over. You need to start over. And the Holy Spirit lets us start over every day, every moment. You're going to go home to a broken family, and you're going to need the Holy Spirit's strength to start over. I want you to pray with me this last chorus with everything you got. I want you to put your hands down from the shoulders. I want you to lift your hands up in the air, and I want you to imagine Jesus taking you to the Father and letting the Holy Spirit hold you tighter than you've ever been held. Let's sing it.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope.